The Simpsons says Americans vote for gun nuts and climate deniers. By Paul Bois on May 24, 2022. The latest episode of Disney Owned The Simpsons indulged in the usual heavy-handed takedown of Republicans and conservatives by bashing Tucker Carlson and claiming that Americans vote for gun nuts and climate deniers. In a musical number led by actor Hugh Jackman and far-left Berkeley economist and former Bill Clinton Secretary of Labor Robert Reich, Sunday night's finale for the show's 33rd season pushed a number of left-wing claims. From the absurd belief that Tucker Carlson wants Putin for president to the idea that QAnon now controls the Republican Party to the rich ruling class destroyed America's middle class. The song mourned the death of the middle class and was directed at Bart Simpson to challenge his reverence for Homer Simpson's job at the nuclear power plant. "You'll never have the life our flabby dad had. What can he do that a robot can't?" Lisa raps. "That job you see now needs a PhD, while paying student loans leaves you in poverty. No brand new car, no fancy house, no hot dinners cooked by your stay-at-home spouse. You're gonna pinch every dollar and cent, and you'll still have to choose between healthcare and rent," she continues in the montage. Robert Reich jumps in to claim that tax breaks went to CEOs, never trickling down to average Joes, while Grandpa Simpson laments how social media fed him a string of disinformation, according to Variety. Echoing the Hugh Jackman-led Les Miserables, the ensemble then sings, "We vote for gun nuts and climate deniers. Lunatics from QAnon and con men and liars. They shred our safety net and gut Medicare, but they get our vote because we're incredibly easy to scare. Watch below." The Simpsons has indulged more than its fair share of woke politics over the past few years. From its shelving of the beloved character Apu over charges of racism to its attacks on former President Trump. In 2017, the show even compared former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway to Hitler propaganda chief Joseph Goebbels in an episode that centered on Marge Simpson becoming the first female mayor of Springfield in her cabinet's quest to boost her approval ratings. "I'll be the Kellyanne Conway of this thing," a political advisor says to Marge. Kellyanne Conway, a woman in a focus group, says, "I like how she always looks like she just woke up. I think it's inspiring how now a woman can be Joseph Goebbels," another woman replies.